With reports of continuing and renewed fighting around the city of Aleppo, we wanted to take the opportunity to check in with our good friend Safa Sankari, a Syrian-American now living in Michigan. We've spoke to her about the situation in the city where she has many family members. Safa, the last we spoke with you, the internet had really not been available to you to keep track of family members. What are you learning?
Well, the internet is back on now, and phone as well. I was actually just chatting with them online right now. The situation is really bad. Their airstrikes are not stopping. You know, it's flying overhead at all times, day and night. People are really scared right now.
And what is the strategy for staying safe? Obviously, you know, there's questions of water and food and just maintaining life.
Absolutely. The people who have been able to leave are leaving. There's a lot of people who have left to Turkey, trying to escape as fast as they can. But a lot of people, that's not an option. So they're kind of staying with family members. A lot of families now are all living, 4, 5, 6 families all living in one home because they've had to leave other areas of Aleppo that have had a lot of fighting going on to other areas. So it's basically trying to get to the safest place that they can.
You know, your story reminds me of a young refugee from the civil war in Lebanon decades ago who I spoke with, who carried a little baby chick across the border from Lebanon into Israel at a refugee camp that was there. And I asked this young person about this chicken, and he said he had kept it so his mom wouldn't have to go out to find food. He was so scared for his mother. They were living in a parking garage, and he was trying to keep his mother safe by raising a chicken in a parking garage. Are there stories of children fearful of their own lives?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the situation is frightening for children and adults alike. My relatives, they live on the outskirts of Aleppo, and they live near a security building where the fighting hasn't reached there directly yet, but the regime is obviously anticipating. And there's tanks surrounding their area. They actually told me that tanks have even went into the security building awaiting for a battle, I guess, to occur there. So fear is in children and adults alike.
So your relatives can look out their window and see not one, but a number of tanks.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so they're waiting for the battle to begin?
That's what everyone's saying, and that's why, you know, the air is just tense in Aleppo right now, that what's going to happen. You know, right now the fighting has been concentrated on two areas, but like everyone is waiting to see what's going to happen until it reaches the outskirts of Aleppo and the main area. So everyone is just tense and not knowing what's going to happen.
Well, our prayers are with you. Safa Sankari, a Syrian-American living in Michigan with family in Aleppo. We leave you with this voice from a representative of the Syrian National Council, the rebel group.
It's even a dilemma for the rebel forces, for the revolutionary groups, to remain inside heavily inhabited, densely inhabited areas, and knowing the price that the regime is willing to exert on the population, that is, to bomb from the air. So we know that the fighting is the parties are very close on the ground, but for the revolutionary groups, light armaments facing heavy tanks and facing shelling from the air.
Syrian National Council spokeswoman Basema Kodmani.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.